Charlotte-Mecklenburg Schools has a new medical advisory team to help it decide how and when to reopen schools. It's met at least once, but there's a problem. The meeting was illegal. WFAE's Steve Harrison reports.
3 weeks ago, Charlotte-Mecklenburg School Superintendent Ernest Winston announced a new advisory group that would determine when schools return to in-classroom instruction.
Our team began the process of assembling what we're calling a medical advisory team. And so the charge of this team will be to recommend metrics to the district to ultimately help the board and staff determine when to actually transition between plans.
The 13-member team met for the first time last week, but there was no public notice, and the people weren't allowed to watch, even by Zoom. Freda Bluestein with UNC School of Government says, in her opinion, CMS violated the state's open meetings law, which includes boards or panels created to advise governments. One reason is that the medical advisory team has non-CMS employees, making it a public body.
Some people think that, you know, if it's just advisory, that it doesn't apply. The statute specifically says that something that could triggers the statute can be a group that is put together only to do advisory things.
2 years ago, the North Carolina Turnpike Authority formed an advisory group to study possible changes to the contract with a private developer to build the I-77 toll lanes. After the group first met in private, the state agreed to have future meetings be public after the media complained. And it happened last spring when Mecklenburg County Manager Dina DiIorio created a business task force to discuss COVID response and recovery. The task force met behind closed doors, then agreed to meet in public after Bluestein and others said the county was wrong.
This sounds very much like the situation you had with the county, where the manager said she was setting up a similar kind of thing. And I think we all agreed that seems to me that's a public body.
Bluestein says there's no nuance about whether the medical team's meeting should be open.
They've put this together. It's not just going to be a one-off thing. They're going to regularly be consulting with these people. And I don't see anything that would make that not a public body.
At the board's July 15th meeting, CMS invited some doctors to give their opinions on reopening schools. They said there was risk, but they told board members they thought it was safe to bring kids back to the classroom. In response to a WFAE question, CMS released the names of the people on the team. Of the 13 members, four are medical doctors and two others are healthcare specialists, including the county health director, Gibby Harris. Most people on the group work for CMS. Both the CMS Communications Office and the CMS attorney didn't respond to questions about how many times the advisory task force has met, when it would meet again, and whether future meetings would be open to the public. In an interview Thursday, Winston said he's been told there may be a problem.
I heard information about the meeting not being public. And I know that staff is having that conversation right now.
Winston says he wants the medical advisory team to be transparent and that it's likely its future meetings will be open. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.